Today is Wednesday, May 28th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Flip-Flop Day. Oh, good. I hate wearing flip-flops, so we're starting good. It's also National Senior Health and Fitness Day. Oh my gosh. You know, I've worked out twice this week with Mark, so I'm getting in my Senior Health and Fitness Day. Actually, I'm working out today with Mark, so I'm getting it good. It's also National Beef Burger Day and National Hamburger Day and National Brisket Day. I'm a fan of brisket. I'm okay, you know, I'm not a, in general, barbecue is not something that I seek out. I mean, I like barbecue if I'm served barbecue or if someone wants to go to a barbecue restaurant. I can find stuff to eat that I enjoy. I like the meat and the potato salad and the baked beans and all of that kind of stuff. I do enjoy all of that. So, but it's not, but if you said, hey, if I was just by myself and I was choosing something to get, occasionally I would get barbecue, but maybe once every 2 or 3 months. When I was out of everything else and I would think, what haven't I had? And I'd be like, oh, I haven't had barbecue. Okay, I'll go get some Dickie's barbecue because they're pretty good. But actually, we have a really good barbecue place here called Johnson's Barbecue. It's a local place. It's really good. So normally, and I haven't taken Daniel there yet, although we have a Red Door Grill near us that also does barbecue, and it's pretty good. So we did take Daniel there, but this Johnson's, if you're looking for good barbecue and you're in the Northwest Arkansas area, go to Johnson's Barbecue. But they are real, like when they run out of something, they are out. They don't take they're like, oh, sorry, we're out of burn-ins or whatever. They just stay open. They're like a bakery. They just stay open until they're out of meat. When they're out of meat, then they close. So you may try to go and have dinner one night and they may have closed because they ran out of beef or something. Anyway, regardless, it's good barbecue. All right. Well, we don't have any content. We just haven't had any content for the past couple of days, which is perfectly fine. But if you guys do want to contact me, you can do so at 479-221-9393. You can text or call and leave a voicemail. Either way, but I would love that. So Mark and I are doing some planting. We have not had a chance to see the guy about the backyard yet, which is my fault, but I did message the guy on Yards End and he never responded. But then when I went back and looked, I realized that he had said to text him or call him on his phone. So I bet he hasn't even looked back at Yards End to know that we've messaged him because he thought we were going to be contacting him on his phone. Maybe he doesn't get very much business from Yards End. Probably not, because I haven't heard anyone else talking about Yards End. I know they're growing a lot, but I've never heard anyone talking about it other than myself. So we still need to do that, but I knew we were going to be gone this weekend for our cruise. We're going to be gone next weekend for the Pokemon event that we're going to. And then we're going to have a little bit of time. So I don't know. I might try to schedule something during the week with him next week, but I've got to contact him. Bottom line, I was not able to contact him. And so we weren't able to do that. But we decided we would go ahead and start on the front lawn because every year we normally get annuals. We get these little cute flowers called vincas. I believe they used to be called periwinkles when I was growing up. I think they've renamed them. Or maybe periwinkles was some cute name that they used and they just stopped using it and vinca is the scientific name. I don't know. I could look. Actually, you know what? We haven't done this in a while and I bet it's going to fail because I have not checked the setup to see. I'm just going to look and see real quick if the sound setup is what it needs to be for ChatGPT. So my output is that. My input is that. I think she should hear me. Let's see. Hey, Oh, God, I can't remember the question now. What is the question? She's not hearing me, so that is not going to be good. Ah, forget it. One of these days, I'm going to remember to set this up before I record so that I know it's working, because my input needs to be that and my output needs to be that, maybe. We'll just try this one more thing. Hey, I was trying to figure out if, I don't even remember what the question was now. Wait a minute. What was the question? Oh my God. If periwinkles and vincas. There we go. Hey, I was wondering if now she's.
You're so close. It's right there. I'm wondering about how to list something on Etsy, maybe setting up shipping, or maybe something to do with naming or SKUs again.
Oh my God!
Well, what's
wrong with the audio? I don't understand what's. That's not even the voice that I normally use. Hey, I was wondering if periwinkles and vinca are the same thing, and why they're called vinca now, and they used to be called periwinkles when I was growing up.
Hey, so periwinkle.
No, apparently there's something going on with ChatGPT. I'm going to try one more thing. Maybe I'll cut some of this out, but maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just make you guys listen to me. I'm going to quit it and restart it, because that's weird. Why is it doing that? You guys are screaming the answer. That's okay. That you're screaming the answer, but I now I'm committed. Hey, are periwinkles and vinca the same thing? I know they're called vinca now, at least when I go to nurseries and stuff like that today, but I remember when I was growing up, I think we used to call them periwinkles. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, they're basically the same plant. Periwinkle is the common name, while vinca is the botanical name referring specifically to the genus vinca. They're often used interchangeably. The name periwinkle usually refers to the small, evergreen ground cover with blue or purple flowers. Over time, nurseries and gardeners started using vinca more frequently, especially for the annual varieties like vinca rosa, also known as Catharanthus rosus. So what you called periwinkle as a kid is still the same charming plant, just going by its fancier name now.
I just muted myself. Okay, well, there we go. I just had to restart it. And it worked fine. So regardless, we were going to try. We use them to line the flower bed at the front. And they always grow really big and full and lots of flowers. And they're just really pretty. And for whatever reason, they love the location and the soil. And we've been working on the soil, because when we first moved in here, and when I say we've been working on the soil, I mean, every year we buy a little bit of soil, a little bit of Miracle-Gro soil with some fertilizer in it or whatever. And when we plant stuff, we add a little bit of soil to it so that it gets some fertilizing and stuff like that. And then we also mulch every year, and the mulch breaks down and we dig and kind of turn the mulch under, and then we put new mulch the next year. And it's getting softer. It's a very clay-heavy soil. It sticks to your shoes like nobody's business. It was so wet. But anyway, so we went to the nursery. We found some hydrangeas, even though I really do think that they are grandma. The only reason I think they're grandma plants is because when I was growing up, my grandma had hydrangea bushes all the way around her house. I'm so wrong. They were just on the... They were just on the side of the house next to the driveway, but it's the only side of the house that you could see when you were pulling up to her house. And they were big, huge bushes, and they would have these big, huge cotton ball flowers on them every summer, spring and summer. And I'm sure they were pretty, but they just make me think of grandma's, because that's the only place that I ever saw them. But now that they have those white and green ones, and though they might not be new, but they've become more popular than the blue and pink ones recently, I really like those. I think they're more modern. So we got a couple of those. We got something that's tall and white and looks like little bells hanging down, and I cannot think of the name of it, but anyway, we got a couple of those. We got some what look like coneflower or cornflower. It's a yellow with a brown, yellow petals with like a brown center. And then we got three of those to put right in the middle. And then we did get the vinca's or the periwinkle that we always get because we couldn't find anything better. They're just so easy and they're so good to line the front of the flower bed with. And we know they're going to grow as long as I have the automated watering system on. And they're going to look good. And then the lantana from last year, one of them has started growing back. And so we're not digging that up. We're just leaving it and we're hoping it's going to come back and flower and look good. But the bell looking flowers, the hydrangeas and the orange and brown ones are all perennial. And so the hope is that we won't have to replant those next year, that they'll just start growing again around spring and we can just, you know, get a couple of just get vincas or whatever. And I'm hoping we can find some kind of plant that's similar to a vinca that has a pretty flower, is kind of smallish and would be good for lining the front of the bed and would last throughout the entire summer at least. That would be my preference. I'm hoping we can find something like that. But anyway, we came back. It was raining, so we put everything in the garage and we took a break for a couple of hours. And then around 4, there was a break in the rain. So we went out. I dug a trench all the way around both flower beds. We got all the grass out of the flower beds. Then I went around and dug a trench all the way around. It was so muddy. I was getting mud all over my shoes. But we only have this time to do it because we're going on a cruise and then we're going to New Jersey for this Pokemon thing, and all our weekends are going to be taken up, and then I'll have a haircut, etc., etc. So just a lot going on in our life over the summer, and so we had to do it at some point. So we planted all the vincas. We did not put down the mulch or do the big ones. We just finished planting the vincas, and then we cleaned up and we had dinner and watched a movie. We watched Craven. Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. It's got really bad, like 18% Rotten Tomatoes critics score, but the audience score is 73%. And I would really go more with the audience score. I enjoyed it. It was fine. And I've been working on the ducks as well. Haven't forgotten about that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.